I have a piece of artwork that I want to show you. And Don, will you just describe what you see in this picture? Not what you know about it or anything.
All right.
Here we go. What do you see?
I see a lot of circles, a lot of colors. It looks like a bow in the middle.
It does, huh?
Some circles here. But I don't know what we're looking at.
Okay.
And I don't know why you chose this. I'm anxious to learn.
This is a good little trick. Okay. Well, when I saw this piece of artwork, I immediately thought of the two women that we get to talk about today. And at the very end of the episode, I'm going to tie it all together and tell you why. But something beautiful about this piece of artwork is that it is kind of mirroring what you're going to teach us. And I'm choosing to sit down for this episode because I'm going to write so many notes. When I saw the PowerPoint that he sent me, I got so excited. In fact, Don, I didn't even read through all of it because I just want to be taught what you have to teach us. So grab your scriptures and something to mark them with, and we are going to dive into Genesis chapter 29. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall. This is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. So first things first, go to Genesis chapter 29. We're going to mark two verses. The verses are verse 23 and 25. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went unto her. Highlight the name Leah right there. And then 29. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid to be her maid. Highlight Rachel. That's what we want right there. We have these two names, Leah and Rachel, and the verses you mark their names in have to do with a story that seems a little complicated and sordid. It makes their dad out to be this bad guy because, well, I'm going to let Don tell the story and give us all this cool stuff. Hit it, Don.
All right, so we're going to look at the possibility, and I emphasize possibility, that Rachel and Leah were twins. And I'm going to start by telling two stories about twins.
Okay.
And they're my brothers. David and Delbert are twin brothers. There are complexities involved when there are twins. And so the first one is David, who's the oldest. When he was a teenager, he was in the hospital. And Delbert went to visit him. And Delbert visited and then left the room, walked down the hallway, got into the elevator. And before the doors closed, a nurse came in and grabbed his elbow. And she said, "You need to go return to your room." Because she thought,
yeah,
Delbert was David, who was the patient.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Now, I have a lot of stories. I'm just going to tell one more.
Okay.
Delbert was talking in high school in a class. Mm-hmm. And I know the teacher. I had him also. The teacher, a big, tall man, basketball coach. As I recall, he's 6'8". Delbert was talking during class. This teacher turned to David and said, "Quit talking." And David said, "I'm not talking." And he was accurate because it was Delbert talking. The teacher took a 16-inch blackboard eraser, one of those great big ones, and threw it at David. And he said, "Quit talking." And David said, "I'm not talking." So the teacher said, "You need to write a 1,000-word essay for tomorrow." David said, "It's not me talking. 2,000 words. Really, I wasn't talking. 3,000 words.
No.
So David went home that evening and got a magazine and cut out three pictures. And then at the bottom of the three pictures, he wrote, "A picture is worth 1,000 words." Instead of writing an essay, he just used the picture, turned it in the next day, and the teacher sarcastically said, "Cute." But that was the end of it. But the teacher was wrong. David wasn't talking. It was his twin, Delbert.
Oh, my goodness.
So there are a lot of complexities involved. So let's look at this possibility. I want everyone to look at this possible translation. Now, almost all translations put a "but" here.
Yes.
The eyes of Leah were delicate or tender or whatever, but Rachel was beautiful. And that "but" throws people off. That's a disjunction.
Yeah.
But if you look in the Hebrew, it's an "and."
Yes.
So it could just read "and," and I've included a lexical source. So this could read, "And the eyes of Leah were soft and Rachel was beautiful." The translation throws people off and it makes it look like Leah, well, so-so in her eyes, but Rachel is beautiful.
Okay.
So let's get rid of the "but" and consider this. This is a source. I've got several rabbinic sources. Some of them are 2,000 years old.
Wow.
So we're going to look at this. Rachel's beauty. Another tradition explains the Torah statement. Now Laban had two daughters, as meaning that both were equal in beauty and in their erect stature. According to another tradition, Rachel and Leah were twins, and they were married to Jacob at the age of 22. Perhaps it can be argued that being equal in beauty and their erect stature also refers to their twinship. So I'm going to give you three or four sources to consider. But first, let's look at another passage that's problem. And you think, what was Jacob thinking?
And it came to pass in the evening that Laban took Leah his daughter and brought her to Jacob, and he went in unto her. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said unto Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then thou hast beguiled me?
Jacob knew Leah and Rachel for 7 years, right?
Right.
Seven-ish years.
Yeah.
And then he's married. It's their wedding night. And then it says in the morning, hey, it's Leah. Where'd you come from? And people say, what are we missing here?
Yeah. For the storyline's sake, Jacob sees Rachel, falls in love with her, and promises to work for 7 years for Laban so that he can marry her. So at the end of 7 years, he's thinking this is their wedding night.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he realizes Leah got snuck into the tent. Yep. And you read it as sort of like this Laban's dirty and dastardly, and that a lot of people, and I know that I have learned this, that people say, well, Leah was the older one. And so in that tradition, the oldest child had to be married before any of the other siblings. There's all these different ways to interpret the story.
Yes.
And so you're teaching us that there might be a different way to look at this.
The scholars have come up with possible reasons as to why Jacob didn't recognize it as Leah. One of their theories is it's dark. It's too dark to know it's her. The second reason is she's wearing a veil, possibly. Third reason is they didn't talk. And that's interesting, too. So my two brothers, I know them so well that they're talking way across the football field, and I can hear them. I can tell if it's David or Delbert.
Really?
I mean, so easily. And another theory was that Jacob was drunk.
Sure. Now, the wedding night.
This is an apocryphal book, and I want to emphasize it. It's called the Book of Jasher, and it says, and the Lord afterward remembered Adinah, the wife of Laban, and she conceived and bare twin daughters.
Wow.
And Laban called the names of the daughters, the name of the elder, Leah, and the name of the younger, Rachel.
Wow.
Now, my two brothers who are twins, one is older.
Yeah.
And when they're growing up, people come up, are you one of the twins? And are you the oldest or the youngest? So twins can be older or younger, obviously. So another source, and this dates to about 140 or 150 AD, it's by Rabbi Yossi ben Halafta. He said Rachel died at age 37 and Leah did not live beyond 44 years. This implies that Rachel and Leah both married at age 22 since they were twin sisters.
Wow.
These are very old sources saying that they're twins, and they're not asking, they're just stating it. Now, this is a set of encyclopedias. It's a very important set and very responsible. And it says, Rachel and Leah were twin sisters, 14 years old when Jacob came to their father's house. Consequently, they were 21 years old, 7 years, at the time of their marriage to Jacob. And so I've got a couple more.
This is so fun. Okay, here we go. Jacob said to Rachel, will you marry me? Rachel said to him, yes, but my father is a deceitful person and you cannot defeat him. Jacob said to her, what is his method of deceit of which I need be aware? Rachel said to him, I have a sister who is older than me and he will not marry me off before he marries her off, even if he promises that he will do so. Therefore, to counter Laban's deceit, Jacob gave Rachel secret signs to prove to him that she was the one marrying him. Laban did in fact attempt to have Jacob marry Leah instead of marrying Rachel. When Laban's associates were bringing Leah up to the wedding canopy to marry Jacob, Rachel thought, now my sister will be humiliated when Jacob discovers that she is the one marrying him. Therefore, Rachel gave the signs to Leah. Rather, through the signs that Jacob gave to Rachel and she gave to Leah, he did not know it was she until that moment in the morning. This is the modesty of Rachel to which Rabbi Yonatan was referring.
In conclusion, were Leah and Rachel twins? We simply do not know. There are different ideas, different opinions, different scholars have, they've shared their learning. But let me tell you what's really, really important. It's this. This is the most important.
Okay.
Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior and our Redeemer.
Yeah.
So in the end, this knowledge is the most important.
I completely agree. And that ties perfectly into the painting that I chose at the very beginning and how it relates to Jesus Christ and these women. So I want to talk about that for just a minute. The name of this painting is called Twin Sons, and S-U-N-S. So there are two sons in the picture.
Okay.
Twin sons.
All right.
I like that because when I saw this painting, I thought of these two women. And the reason why I thought of them is because these two women shine. Like they are the matriarchs of the house of Israel. And not only do they shine as being women and mothers and wives and all those things, but I kind of feel like also they shine as women of God. And their storyline is so important. Now, listen to me. I think one of the most important things we do this year is to really truly study the Old Testament. If it's your goal to study the Old Testament and really come to understand it, you have to do yourself a service because your understanding of the Old Testament is not complete without the study of women. Would you agree?
Yes, and I like what you said. What you said is more important about the question, were they twins? More importantly, is they were women of God.
As I have learned about women in the Old Testament, the story becomes so much more complete for me. I mean, my goodness, there are sisters who completely altered Levitical law in the Bible. There are prophets who are women in the Bible. And in fact, there's one woman who added on a part to her house just for a prophet, which is one of my favorite stories in 2 Kings, which we'll get to later. But just take the time to study the named and the unnamed women in the Bible. And there's a lot of unnamed women. And as you do, you will be able to find some pretty cool, significant things about how they wrap up and just complete the whole storyline of the Old Testament. So here's this quote I wanted us to read in light of these beautiful women, Leah and Rachel, who may or may not have been twins, but first and foremost, they were women of God. As the sisters learned to rely on their Redeemer rather than on status, appearance, or family circumstance, they developed strength and wisdom beyond their natural abilities. They discovered the validating and enabling power that can only come from God. With their deepened understanding and faith, they could receive the healing balm of Christ to overcome the scars of betrayal and abuse meted out by their father. Consequently, Rachel and Leah built a healthier sense of individual worth that in turn enabled them to build stronger and more meaningful family relationships. Most important of all, through their serious and long-term trials, they gained a witness that God lives and loves them. With God to sustain and lead them, no force could destroy them. By Camille Franck Olson, that is the message of Rachel and Leah. And take that message as you continue to study their lives and continue to study the children that they're going to bear. And we're going to get into the house of Israel later, but this is so important to them. So, Don, thank you for teaching us.
Thank
That
you.
is so exciting. I can't believe the idea that they might be twins. I'm going to be thinking about that for a very long time. So, we hope you will too. And have fun studying women of the Old Testament this year in conjunction with all the stories of men. Both are important. Shalom and goodbye.